Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, my witchy poo. How are you this fine damn day on the planet?
I'm doing great, my elf, and how are you?
Well, I think I'm doing good because I just threw my head around when I was doing my greeting. I was literally like I was at a concert, which oh my God, I am so excited. Like, it feels like there's a light at the end of our COVID tunnel, pandemic tunnel, and I can't wait to go to a concert again. I have tickets that were obviously moved from last summer to go see my, I have two all-time favorites in the world. One is Stevie Nicks. It's not her concert. Alanis Morissette. So late summer is when our Alanis Morissette concert was rescheduled. And to me, she is the poet of my lifetime. Mm. She's an Xer. And she, oh my God, I love her so much.
Oh, that's something. What a wonderful
thing. Yeah, so I'm excited to go to the concert. Right? I know. I've never looked forward to a concert. I am. I'm practicing bobbing my head around if everybody could see what's going on. It's shocking I even have energy because I was up until 1 o'clock this morning.
What are you doing, my elf?
I was, and actually Suzanne and I, you know, we are packing.
Suzanne,
everything. Honorary elf.
She's
more of the queen. I serve both you people, just for the record. And anyway, we've been packing all the new items that we got for the store, and we're just getting it ready, you know, to do a bit more of our own kind of social marketing push behind it. So it's really exciting, but I'm tired, but exhilarated.
Yeah.
Because I get to touch rocks.
Working with all those rocks.
Are you serious? I mean, I'm literally getting my rocks off.
It's so supercharged.
So getting my rocks out. I got to make a note about that. We need a t-shirt. I'm leaning over, writing a note, by the way, everybody.
You need to see this because whenever we have a conversation, all of a sudden she'll be like, oh, that needs to go on a t-shirt. And she'll write
it
down. It stops the whole conversation.
It does. This is creativity in motion right now. So anyway, I'm sure everybody doesn't want to hear about all my horse shit, but everybody gets it anyway.
It's not like we have a choice.
No, you don't have a choice. You're welcome.
Exactly.
Hey, be a little nicer.
I didn't say it was a bad thing. I just was stating the facts.
No one does have a choice. Old motor mouth over it's here. My happening. Mother used to call me that. And she's like, darling, you have a motor mouth. And then, of course, Suzanne doesn't let me leave voicemail messages. She's like, you talk forever. She goes, nobody wants to listen to that. I said, how do you know? Maybe they do. So I've been called motor mouth a lot. Anyway, speaking of my motor mouth.
Miss Katie Flannery does that too, which I actually love because, you know, sometimes the 3-hour difference is sometimes it's hard for us to catch up. And so I get her downloads and in her voicemail, it feels like I'm talking to her. And then when we finally catch up, I'm like, oh my God, that's right. I forgot we actually haven't spoken.
Right, because it feels like you
because
have.
It feels
because
like, yeah, I love it. I think it's good.
She's a motor mouth.
And she's a great storyteller. So
she's a great storyteller.
Yeah, super fun.
So speaking of stories, we have Insider's Insight today, and I think we're going to be talking about some stories. And
we love hearing from you guys. Yeah, oh, all gosh. Are so great. So generous with your questions and stories.
Love, yeah. Everybody. Keep writing more. And I'm going to actually say who the first question is from, because I love him.
Oh,
he made me laugh. Oh, you know why I love him? Because he made fun of you on a message to me.
Well, he has, yeah.
So Johnny D, I love him. In fact, hold on. So I got to find what he said about you. I'm going to do it because it is the funniest thing. I read it late at night and I literally peed my pants. I was so, I was laughing so hard and he made me laugh. Okay,
he
so
has
here's
such a beautiful heart and a great sense of humor.
He has a great sense of humor.
He's so clever.
So I'm going to start with what he said and then we're going to get to his question because what he said was so damn funny. So we were going back and forth and he was saying that he called it Pennsyltucky, like a rural Pennsylvania, he called it Pennsyltucky. And then I said, my mom is from rural Pennsylvania in a little town called Kane. It was a blue collar town. Yeah. They had to move because in the 30s, obviously,
yeah, the depression. Yeah.
And my grandfather was a glass cutter and he lost his job because he worked at a glass factory. And that's when they moved up to Rochester, New York. So anyway, and that's how we got to Oklahoma. weirdly. We are not Okies. They're not. My brother and I are.
Via New York.
Via, seriously? Yeah. And that's just so wrong. So anyway, so he and I were going back and forth, and then he wrote me back. He goes, yay for Margaret, and yay for old-ass factory towns with rusting railroads, country stores, and S&H green stamps.
Oh, now, S&H green stamps.
Right?
There's a moment.
Seriously, Corningware. That's
yeah.
what we got.
Yeah.
He goes, now I want a Krispy Kreme with a laughing emoji. He goes, because he's also reading my book. He said, so honored to read your book, three heart emojis. I hear your clear voice come through like we're sitting in the living room and you're telling me your origin story.
It's so true.
He goes, speaking of which, I couldn't believe Brenda, this is the best part ever. Speaking of which, I couldn't believe Brenda didn't know any of the Marvel characters you reference on the podcast today. He goes, I do worry about her. I can't even say it. It's so funny. You have to stop laughing because this is the punchline. Quit it. He said, I do. This is the most. I do worry about her deficit of popular culture knowledge. I bet we could get her a handicap sticker. I'll ask around. Laughing emoji. I peed my pants. That was the funniest thing. And I took a screenshot and I sent it to you immediately with like laughing. Oh my God. Okay, so if you guys ever wonder if Brenda and I, A, read your stuff or share it, I hope you know we do both.
We do both.
So anyway, that's Johnny D.
Thank you for your concern, Johnny D.
Oh my God, a handicap sticker. And then in the best part, like that's good enough, but the fact that he finished it with I'll ask around, that is some like high level humor. That's like high level humor. And he could have said it about me and I would have been laughing my ass off. It wasn't even about you. It was funny.
He's just so clever.
Because then, and of course, in my head, I'm like, I need to make her handicap sticker.
A Marvel handicap sticker.
Don't they
have a superpower to help me with this?
It's a cultural handicap sticker.
Not all culture, just the Marvel stuff.
I don't know. There's a lot.
Those movies are a little bit violent for your very sensitive witch.
Okay. Now, Johnny had a legitimate question. So we're going to move on to Johnny's question.
Moving on.
But we just had to introduce everybody to Johnny. So love him. And he spells his name with like lots of H's. So here's what he said. He goes, I've been thinking about blueprints lately. Maybe a whole show on accessing them would be welcomed by listeners. Just a thought for the future. I like how he does that. Way to go, dude.
Let me just drop this in there. See what they do with it.
Yeah. No, I like it.
Yeah, so do I. So many things about blueprints. So many things. Because we have all kinds of energetic blueprints running our lives. From our soul blueprint. And usually when you're talking about blueprints, that is the first thing people will think of. But that's not the only one. We have blueprints from when we grew up. We have blueprints from scarring situations, from inspiring situations, from healing situations to wounding situations. These are all blueprints that take energy in our being. And the more we can be aware of them, the more we can activate them or deprogram them, which is really helpful as well. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense to me. Hey, Johnny, does it make sense to you?
I'm sure he will let us know.
Well, I think, you know, I think what's interesting about what you said, because it weirdly circles back to a conversation that we had before we even started recording, not even connecting these things. You know, we have, like you said, we have blueprints or memory, mm-hmm. right? I mean, because you can call it a memory as well. We have memory of past lives, right? We have memory of things that we've wanted to agree to learn here.
Memories, karmic blueprints.
Karmic, yes. And then we have, you know, we just had a big thing about, you know, the year anniversary of when, you know, the WHO
declared the pandemic.
COVID a pandemic, yeah. And we have, you know, memories of things that happened to us throughout our life. And, you know, I'm going to face one tonight. We're not going to get into the details of it. In fact, I'll tell you about it later. And then we'll get into it might be story worthy. but it's something that happened when I was 19.
Yeah.
And I'm now, so you know, gonna go deal with these people.
I do want to make a distinction between just memories, like, hey, I remember we had dinner 3 months ago, right? That's not necessarily a blueprint that would be stay activated in my field. We may have had a lovely time, we may have laughed a little, you know, right? Whatever.
But what about big events? Yeah. What about big things that shift who you are,
right.
like
it's
things
the,
that
it's
happened?
It's the imprint, right, it's the, that creates the blueprint,
right?
So if it has some sort of energetic imprint, like, ooh, I think about the world differently. like we've been hearing from people, which is so great. Like, thank you for the podcast. I've learned so much that I've been looking for, and I look forward to it every week, and it's changing how I do my life. So you can literally have a blueprint download from a conversation we've had or one of our guests or something like that, that gets activated because it is almost like a memory for you as you're listening to it. You're like, oh, I remember, like I used to know how to do that, or I heard something about that, or I dreamt about it, but now I have more information on it. Like that can be a blueprint that gets activated. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. Okay. Johnny? I'm keep energetically asking Johnny how he feels about this part of the conversation.
That way.
Yeah, no, he's in. He's here with us.
Totally.
So I think we should take a break. I just did that. Look what just happened.
This is a blueprint that has been activated.
It has been. Julie it's Pike. Repetition. Okay, we'll be back, y'all, in just a minute. All right, everybody, we are back from my break. That's probably the only time we've ever heard that on this show.
Welcome back.
Welcome back from Julie's break. So we're going to move on to our next question. Are you ready for that, Bren?
Do it.
Okay. So this is from Janet Goodwin. And Janet, if you didn't want your name mentioned, you should not have written us.
If you don't want your name mentioned, please tell us in the DM because it's not required. But we'd like to give you a shout out because we appreciate you sharing your stories.
Yes. And also love her. Talk to her regularly. Yep, so great. Janet's question, and of course she asks you the hard questions. I get the stuff like keto questions, but not from her, but in general I do. So Janet says, and this is my favorite part of her whole message. Hi, y'all. It just makes me happy. Hi, y'all. I know we aren't supposed to hear from those on the other side for a while, but my dad is definitely letting us know he's around. Is that a rare thing? ? And then she has another statement. Then she says, he passed last month, and I've heard from him almost every day since then. Mm-hmm. He comes to me and we talk. It's almost like he's joined my spirit guide team. It's been really helpful since going through his estate.
Handy. That's awesome. So thank you, Janet, for the sharing your story and your question. Love it. And it's so interesting because she obviously has an expectation that says they're not supposed to come to us right away. Something's gone awry in the spirit world. Trust me, that doesn't happen. So it really depends on how the person lived their life and what their, you know, sort of soul blueprint was, right? To refer to Johnny's question, but how they lived that life depends on how long their recovery time is. So there's nothing that says they can't talk to us right away. I know you and I both have experiences where the spirit is just like, boom, right there in front of your face, like, hey, don't forget about me. Hey, what about this? I got to make sure this gets closed. You know, because, we have the concept of open loops and closed loops. Like if I owe you something and I don't get back to you and I don't tell you when it's going to happen or that I'm taking action on it, that's an open loop and you have no idea. And then someday I'll hopefully show up and say, hey, I took care of that. So then that loop is closed. And so we have open loops and closed loops in our lives. And open loops are suspect to a misinterpretation or people get nervous and things like that. And when we don't close things that we owe, it's a karmic debt. And so a lot of times when spirits show up right after they've transitioned, it's things like, hey, like specifically my brother came through and was like, hey, can you pick up my watch from the watchmaker? Because I owe him for the work he did. Like he didn't draw it out, but that's, it wasn't about the watch. He didn't need it, right? But it was about, I have this debt and I want to take care of it. And that's obviously living at a very high level of accountability and responsibility and karmic balancing. But, you know, these are some things that can be important. Oftentimes it's more of an emotional open loop that they want to close down, or they just want to stay connected. Like those are all kinds of things that will bring spirits back very, very quickly. And
so then
just because they can.
Well, so I'm going to add a question on the question. I really love everybody's questions because it allows me to start like, you know, giving you the what degree is it? Sixth degree? I don't know why
third
it's called
degree,
sixth degree.
Third degree.
Third degree. Why is it three? Why is it the third degree? Anyway, we'll get into that later. So as I somehow was starting, by the way, my head started with nine and then I went down to six and then the fact was three. So it was at least of a three. So here's my question on your question. I know this is lack of sleep. Okay. When you talked about this, you know, closed loop, open loops, I've never actually heard you talk about it. I've heard you talk about debts and completely understand that everything has a price and we owe things and I totally understand that. But it, it, does it the ability for a spirit to come to us very shortly after they jumped, does that have anything to do with maybe their kind of where they've graduated to, or do they all have that capability when they cross over and they just have their things they need to close? Does that make sense?
No, it does. The question makes sense. Okay. There's so many ways to answer it because a lot of times it can...
Answer it in English.
We'll answer it in English. Oftentimes, it can really depend on just the state they were when they transitioned. Sometimes when they're, you know, heavily medicated,
it can take... Well, like my mom, Alzheimer's, great example. Right. Took her a long time.
Because of the medication.
And the disease.
So that can take a while. It's not unusual for spirits to take 6 months. It's not unusual for spirits to show up, you know, 10 minutes later and say, and right, if you ask kids will tell you, grandpa visited me right away. I mean, hey, did you see grandpa? He was down the hallway a few minutes ago, like moments after they passed. I saw David's dad. It was probably 30 minutes after he passed.
Literally, wow.
In the hallway. And you know that jump that people do when they jump and they click their heels together on the side, like it's like, yeah, like a leprechaun kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, or an elf. Yeah. Sure.
Or an elf thing, right? Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. I'm not with our pointy shoes.
But that's what his dad's spirit did.
Oh, wow.
The hallway of hospice. He's like, look what I can do. he was so happy.
Oh my God. That reminds me of that character. I'm 50 years old, 50 years old on Saturday Night Live. Oh wait,
oh, yeah,
this,
yeah,
culture.
Yeah. And I've heard of it. I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah. Johnny, get on it. Get that sticker. Would you please make some calls to see if we can really take care of her?
Let me call around.
Yeah, call around, buddy. Well, it's funny because I've seen or have been contacted by spirits very quickly after they jump, like really quickly. Mona, probably one of the quickest. I mean, she came fast because she had already, in this lifetime, she'd already died once.
Right.
So
she was good.
She was good at it. She had practice, right? And so she knew what she was doing.
Well, she also knew the spirit world so well. So it was
totally new.
Yeah. She knows how to navigate it very well. And a lot of times you don't have to know anything consciously as a human about the, you know, transitioning to the spirit world. It can simply be out of the connection of love. Right.
Right.
That's enough to keep you in touch with your loved ones.
I think a really interesting thing, because I'd never heard of this sign. And so do you mind? I'm going to share just quick story, because this is really interesting to me. And this person now listens to our show, but Holly. So Holly is one of Suzanne's best friends, and they've been friends forever. And Holly's the one that lives in North Carolina. And I think I mentioned a story about the former spirits that were once slaves that I, you know, had to chat with and stuff. And so Holly's husband's named Chip. And what Chip does is he will send sparkles on her right eye. Like when she talks about him, when she asks for a sign. Right. And so we literally call him, his nickname is now Sparkles, because he sparkles on her. It's her right eye. It's not her left. It's her right eye. And she keeps saying, is that Chip? I'm like, what do you think?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I think it is. I'm like, well, yeah, it's Chip.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no doubt about that. But the sparkles, I've never heard. I've never heard of that as a sign.
Well, remember my blue star? That's what she would do. She would throw glitter on the floor in front of me.
I love that. Yeah,
so I called, and then I'd see this swirl of blue, and so I would call her Lady in the Blue Dress. Like, I didn't know. Like, I would try, after a night of reading, when I would do readings on Friday nights, I'd come home, and I'd really, like, I'd try and vacuum up the glitter, because I just thought maybe I brought it home on my shoes from the place. Like, oh,
wow. But that, wow, that is real. That's some intense clairvoyancy, sister. I mean, that's intense.
It is not vacuum upable.
No, it's not. But, you know, it's funny. I clearly don't have your level of gifts, but I have a couple. We got our own. But yep. But when it comes to clairvoyance, I just want to bring, because it's really interesting. And I've been through different phases with things. Like when I'm introduced to a new clair, it comes into me hot and heavy.
Yep.
Like when I had the smelly clair.
Well, it's got to get your attention.
Right? Exactly. Yep. And so like when I've been introduced clairaudience, I mean, it's like, they weren't kidding, you know.
Yeah,
when I
was introduced, like, shut up, yeah.
Right, when I was introduced to the dragon realm, they weren't kidding, you know. Like, so when I get inducted right into something, and so when I was inducted into clairvoyance, It was fascinating. You were at our house in Sherman Oaks. So the backyard, it was like paved.
Sanctuary.
It was like paved paradise, right? Yeah. It was fantastic. But it was all, because it was on a hill. So it was like a pool, and then it had the cement around the pool. And so if you would see me out there during this induction period, I would be bobbing and ducking because
I kept coming at you.
Because this crap was everywhere. There's one time it was there. It looked like there was like a lantern hanging. There was no lantern hanging or a column, but it looked so real that I had. And so that's happened to me a lot. So it's like I'll kind of like try to avoid something. Suzanne goes, "Baby, what the hell are you doing?" And I'm like, "You don't see the? Oh, no, you don't, do you?
Never mind.
Never mind. It's the hot and heavy. This is not on topic to the question. This is what's called freewheeling.
But it is not unrelated to the question, because what happens is you are not expecting, when people aren't expecting to have a connection with their spirits, like even when I saw David's dad who had just passed, right, he's 92 years old. His body is still, right, he's left his body, but his body's still in the hospital bed in hospice. He literally had broken ribs because he had fallen like the week before. Aww. So his body was so hurt. So to see his spirit, you know, jump and give that little kick, look what I can do. You
know, like, I know, I love that.
Like, just came to say, I'm great. I'm great. And so it can be, you know, a surprise if you're not expecting it. You know, I told the story of when my brother passed, I went into a room by myself just to have a moment because I was just so happy for him to be relieved, right? He died of AIDS. So, you know, it was a long, hard passing. But to feel and smell and feel his arm around me in that moment, you know, if I didn't have an awareness, it would have flipped me out.
Do you see him right now? I feel him because he's making me want to cry.
Yeah, he's
that's him.
Yeah, he's like, the one that did, he brought in that story and said, share that story.
Okay, because he's making me feel how he feels about you. And I hate when they do that to me.
You can ask him to back up, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. He's just like, I want to cry. Like my eyes want to just like burst.
Yeah, he's so loving. So with that, we are going to take a break so we can cry a little bit.
We'll oh my right God. Back. Yes, I know. Thank you. Okay, guys, we're back. I'm done crying for the moment. It could happen again.
I have no comment.
just a warning. But I just want to wrap up one quick thing, because I know, since this is Insider's Insight, you know, we get lots of questions about signs from loved ones, timing of when they come back. And so I just want to also say that even if you've lost someone in your life, like you've lost them from their human body, they can show up 35 years later.
Oh, gosh.
So nobody's missed. You haven't missed a boat. They are there. Like my father showed up, right? Yeah. And it was 35 years. And that's what I just wanted to bring up. And apparently he kept following me around because he followed me to your house. And you know, it's interesting.
You arrived, right? Was that?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's done that twice when I've stayed with you.
House is a portal. What can I tell you?
Your house is totally your house. Oh my gosh. When everybody have to say, every time I've been to Brenda's house, in fact, I like to go because in my head, I call it the fun house, just P.S., because it is like a fun house. You're there and like you can see cabinets opening and closing. Shit moves.
Yeah, it does.
The noises. Oh, my God. Spirits trying to come in, crawl through the windows. It's fantastic. It is a fun house, your house. But, you know, for those that are like, well, I didn't just lose somebody. I lost somebody eons ago and I've never had a sign from him. They're, if they're still on the other side, because they maybe came back, but if they're still there, they're there for you. They will come to you, because my dad did, and he came right at the right time. And it had been, he died in 1983.
That's so great.
Right?
That's so great. And love never dies, y'all. It never dies.
It doesn't. It never dies. Mm-hmm. It never dies. So we have a third question.
Okay. I want to tell one quick story just about the house.
Oh, oh my God, please tell I would tell these all day long.
It's just a giggle, and I think you guys will get a kick out of this. So we recently got a new TV. Big deal. Been 20 years, I think, since we had a new TV. So we got one of the...
Proving Johnny's point.
Exactly. Now I'm getting to watch the movies, right? So the Samsung Frame is what it is. So you can have pictures of of art from different museums on it, and which is, Debbie's like, you are more happy about the art than you are about the TV. I'm like, so your point is, right? So cool.
So you.
But you have to, so, and it's set to motion detector, right? So when you walk in, it the pictures will come on. So it's not on all the time,
shit.
Right?
Oh my God.
And so Lulu will come into the room and the TV turns on. I come into the room and the TV does not turn on. I can walk up to the TV with my arms waving, right up to the TV. It doesn't turn on. So
That's bizarre.
It's so frustrating. So I literally have to push a button to get it to turn on. It's just crazy. But one day I was downstairs in my office and I did a reading and I came upstairs and I'm in the house completely alone and the TV's, the picture's on. I'm like, oh my God.
That's funny.
Anyhow, I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
That is hilarious. Everything. I mean, you, Jack with electronics woman, like no creature. Remember how you screwed up? I had a hybrid Chevy Tahoe. And I love that car.
I know.
And Brenda borrowed it. And I know we've talked about this, but Brenda borrowed it and she returned it broken. I mean, like half the shit did not work in my car. And now it came back on. It had to rewire itself, had to get the energy back because I think you zapped it. But it's like, I've never seen your phones go dead. Your shit goes crazy.
It's you.
Oh my God. I love it. It's part of the fun house. It's part of the fun house. So we have another question. Mm-hmm. And I actually don't know her name. I know her handle, okay. But Connie. Cool. But she goes, hello, first off, I am so excited and delighted to have found your podcast. By the way, Connie, we're delighted to have you. It's unreal how many things were validated for me with regards to my beliefs and understanding of the afterlife. I have learned so much and I'm just so excited to keep listening. I have two questions I was hoping you'd be able to answer in the meantime. One, when you were discussing bad spirits in the psychic hotline episode, does this include using tarot cards? She goes, if I am a beginner and I'm interested in learning more, can I get myself in trouble by using tarot cards? By the way, great question.
Such a great question.
I know your answer, but fantastic question because you're being careful. Yeah,
mindful. Look, tarot cards are a really powerful tool. So like anything else, they can be good for used for the light or for the dark. Right? It's completely up to you. So if you are engaged in using proper energetic hygiene, you will be fine. If your intentions are for the highest and you keep your vibe high, you will be right as rain, right? Everything will be fine. If you venture into the shadows, then, you know,
then call me because I'll be the one that has to take care of your shit.
Exactly.
So do me a favor, use proper, that, right. Do me a favor personally. Right. Don't do that shit.
Yeah.
Like, don't go play with the dark, only play with the light. But I think what's important with this question, because I do love it so much, and we emphasize this a lot, and I don't think we can emphasize it enough, which is, when you do start to work with, you know, these different tools,
be tested.
You will be tested and always, always practice your prayer protection. Mm-hmm. We have it everywhere.
And you can make your own.
Yes, you can.
Right, let the template be an inspiration, but you can make it your own. It's not like you have to do it that way. But setting your intention, being clear in your heart. And, you know, the other thing is I am in the middle of a tarot class right now. And when you sign up, when you make a commitment and say, I want to learn this tool, or you order a deck and say, I want to work with this tool, the energies and the spirits on either side of the equation are paying attention. So that old saying of which wolf is going to win, the white wolf or the dark wolf, it's the one you feed. And that's what it comes down to. So,
oh, wow. That's a really great analogy. I've never heard that one. Mm-hmm. It's the one you feed. That's brilliant. And I just have to also do a quick shout out that my high school boyfriend, John, his sister, Deanne, is taking your class. And I talked to her this morning. She loves it so much. What she has done is that she has started it's called Calendy or something like that, where she has she's opened up a calendar because she says she needs to practice.
She does.
Where people can go sign up for her to practice. Like, she has set up her own.
That's so brilliant.
Her own
Way
gig.
To go, Deanne. That's
right? Deanne. I mean, her Deanne. Own gig. Yeah. And, you know, she loves it. She That's loves so it. So way to go, Deanne. It's fantastic.
That's so great. And again, I will say there's this beautiful element as you're giving, right? She's opening up her world to serve people, which is so great. You will also be inspired to clean up your own world. because the more you can live with integrity, the more you can serve. And it's this beautiful cycle of upliftment. It's really kind of amazing.
You're absolutely right. It is. You commit and you do clean your, you clean up your side of the street pretty quick.
Yeah. And what I always say is when you say yes to the universe, the love just comes running right at you. One step forward and love just comes flying towards you. Let's play. It's so great.
You mean like Superman?
I wouldn't know about such things.
Of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't. Why would you? This is, in its own way, Johnny's podcast episode. It is. He keeps coming back.
So just so you know, next tarot class is in November. Yay.
Are you serious, November?
Yeah.
Huh. Not for nothing. That's a long way away.
Well, I'm teaching some other things in between, just not tarot.
I know. I'm so going to take your Enneagram class.
Enneagram class is coming up.
I'm so excited. So, and also everybody, we have revamped the store and you can still find it the way that you did, but you can also find it by just typing in Vibes, VIBES.store. And you will be in store for a lot of fun because there's some new stuff and more stuff coming in. So, you know, and you can still use your elf code, everybody. For the record, your family. So you get the elf code like indefinitely.
That's so great.
Mark my words. You listen to us. You tolerate us and my horse shit. You get to save money. You're welcome.
I love it. Thank you guys for sharing your stories and your questions. And remember, her school is hard.
Without the witchy poo. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
You funny elf. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.